All right, Donald Trump is floating this idea about a 50-year mortgage. 50-year mortgage. David Wickert is the maestro of the metaphor, the president, and the best-dressed guy at Acunet
best
Mortgage.
Best hair, too. Wow.
He's got great hair.
How do you get that volume?
Yeah.
It's the Becky side, not the Brian side.
Yeah, you got really good stuff going on. David, it's good to see you. Thanks for being with us in the studio.
Thank you for the invitation. This has been, like, the topic in the mortgage world for the last... What day was it? Has it been... It feels like it's been... 2 weeks that this topic has haunted me.
I think
but it's only been a couple days.
All right, so what are the pros and cons? Give us the cliff notes. Who is this good for? Is it good for anybody? What? Why are we talking about this?
Well, okay, so working in mortgage is all about translating. Because a client, here's another example before I answer your first question. A client calls Acunet, they say, do you do FHA loans? We'll be like, yes, but nobody... really understands, like, well, what does that mean? Like, what are the nitty-gritty details of that? And so when I hear a proposal like the 50-year mortgage, first, I cringe. And second, what I hear is help. Make my payment more affordable.
But in the end, it'll be more expensive.
Brutally more expensive. And so the what's not getting enough... mathematical, you know, analysis is when you borrow money for longer, the interest rate you pay will be higher. So just like an easy rule of thumb, right now, if you can borrow a 30-year fixed at 5.99%, a 15-year fixed, shorter amount of time, would be 0.5% lower than that. Not perfect, but just for illustration.
Yep.
Okay, well, if I'm going to borrow the same amount of money for two extra decades, you're not going to get the same rate on the 50-year as you would on a 30. Preposterously, it's like, well, what if I wanted to borrow money for 100 years? It's like, well, then the interest rate would be even higher. But that chews into the whole payment savings kind of, you know, implicit 50-year mortgage savings. Well, and so, okay, if someone last month in Milwaukee bought the median home, made a down payment, maybe you borrowed like $290,000. The savings, just to cut to the headline, would be like $100 a month. $100. Not changing anybody's life. As we were joking before we came on the air, it was like, I have a solution for America. I know how to make your mortgage more affordable, less DoorDash.
Yep.
Let me ask you, guilty as charged.
Yeah, me too. Let me ask you another thing that's kind of tied into all this. UBS Securities did an analysis and found out that the first-time home buyer, the average age now, just hit 40 years old. So you're going to get a 50-year mortgage and you're 40 years old? You're not even going to be around.
As the punchline said, we're going to ask grandkids to co-sign on these 50-year mortgages at that point.
That aren't even born yet.
That's exactly. That's me.
Yeah.
I'm 40.
Is there any scenario where you would ever recommend a 50-year mortgage?
No.
Is this right for somebody or is this just not a good idea?
It's just the spreadsheet answer is please don't do that. And then the real life answer is can we talk about what we're talking about? Because it's monthly payment affordability. And the mismatch is, well, let's just pretend that the 50-year mortgage, the savings arrived. Congratulations to all of us. Maybe you do save $100, $200 a month. In Milwaukee, we are way different than other parts of the country. My dad is in Florida right now. The Florida real estate market, soft, different.
Yeah.
Texas, different.
Yeah.
Southwest, the Carolinas, soft. But in Milwaukee, oh, you want to buy a lovely three-bedroom, two-bath home in Brookfield? Okay, well, if the monthly payment theoretically just got cheaper by $200 a month, do you know what's going to happen? People are just going to pay more for that same house.
Yeah.
Buyers don't pocket savings in real life. On a spreadsheet, yes, congratulations, you saved X dollars per month. But when you need to get out there into the world and win, in practicality, a buyer is going to wield that savings to pay more for the same house, thus negating... the implied not real savings on a 50-year mortgage.
The banks are going to go make so much money off of that. Wow.
Well, so here's another question related to what Julia just said. Are there companies, will Fannie and Freddie and the big boys go do a 50-year mortgage?
I mean, there's a technical answer, which I think Congress would need to amend the charter of Fannie and Freddie.
Yeah.
I guess, like, if the will is there, if the political will is there, it'll happen. I think the attention has now turned to, like, portable mortgages or assuming mortgages. And so I feel like a week from now, the 50-year mortgage will be like a firework. It explodes in the sky and it was beautiful. And then we kind of return to reality.
So what else is it going to turn to? A 100-year mortgage? I mean,
it's
where
just,
are we going?
That's called rent.
It's ridiculous.
At that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk about the market. You hit on this a little bit. How's the Milwaukee market?
Okay. So I've begun to describe, at least here in Q4, the Milwaukee market is a bunch of twos and tens. That when you, anytime a new listing comes on the market, instantaneously on my phone, anyone who has that criteria, oh, you're looking for that 3-bed, 2-bath in Brookfield? Everyone sees that listing instantaneously. Maybe if you're in a meeting, you know, you don't see it until an hour later. But when you go live, everyone sees your pictures. And 10 pictures in, every buyer who's interested in your house has decided, do I like this or not?
Yep.
And so by the time they're walking through the home, it's kind of almost the second showing.
Yep.
Again, real estate is a lot like dating apps at this point, where you're like swiping right or swiping left on a house as it pops up. And so the tens get 10 offers and the twos go home single.
That's a good analogy.
It's like a beauty contest.
Yeah, sure. You're right.
Wow.
Well,
absolutely.
And even to that point, we sometimes describe there's the first weekend, the second weekend, and the third weekend for a seller. That first weekend, they're like, we are the best house that has ever been. I'm going to get 1 million offers and we are awesome. And then if you get to the second weekend, your courage has come down a little bit. And you're like, I still think that I'm great. Someone, you know, should write us a strong offer. And then if you get to that third weekend and you're thinking back to all the stories that your neighbors and your brother-in-law told you about the price that they got for their house, you get to that third weekend, you are all out of courage as a seller. You're hoping that anybody walks through because that's day 19. Everybody has already seen your house. So the market is twos and tens right now.
All right. So buying a home is serious business. I mean, this is, we all have heard the phrase, it's the biggest investment you purchase. And it's true. It's the biggest, biggest deal.
Yes.
I've worked with Acunet several times. What sets Acunet apart?
Well, okay. So imagine if you were climbing Kilimanjaro.
Yep. Never going to happen, but I'll imagine.
Wow. Okay. Let's do it.
It's
okay.
It's pretty amazing.
I'm there. All right.
So
what are we doing?
You're climbing Kilimanjaro. It's serious. The other thing that I noted down, or let's pretend you're going to swim across Lake Michigan. Do you want to do that by yourself? Or do you want to do that with someone? I've swam across Lake Michigan 1,000 times. I know how the wind is. I know where the waves are.
Bad choice. That's what I want.
That's what, Help me help you not drown as you go to buy a house. And the Acunet team, does that make me a lifeguard in this metaphor?
I think it
does.
It
makes you Tom Cruise from Jerry Maguire.
Perfect.
Wow. Ooh, wow.
I accept.
But help me help you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Show me the money. No, wait. That was Cuba. No. Okay. Never mind.
You do look, he's got a Tom Cruise look, kind of. Yeah.
There you go.
That.
Yeah.
I'm going to go tell my wife that. John Mercure said I look like
Tom Cruise.
That's right.
Yes. Come on. Take it to the bank.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to me. Oh, by the way, today is my dad's birthday.
Oh. Happy birthday, Brian.
J. Wicker.
Happy birthday,
the chairman
Brian.
Is celebrating a birthday.
He is. They're out. They're out to dinner. They're doing the thing.
Big Papa Chairman down south. Oh,
yep.
That's so nice.
So actually, Dad, what this really is John and I texted each other.
Yeah.
Like, you know what we should get Brian for his birthday is a birthday shout out.
And we just delivered.
On Thursday.
On the biggest stick in the state.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to one great guy.
Agreed.
David Wickard is the president of Acunet Mortgage. It's always good to see you, David.
Thanks,
you so much.
Appreciate it.
It is 4:58 at WTMJ.